Welcome back to Coffee, Cult, and Empires. I'm your host, The Intern. Guess what time it is? If you guessed more voicemails from The Intern's boss time, you're right.
Hey, Intern. It's me. I'm not saying this as your boss, but as your friend. And also, let's say, as a human being with common sense. Stop including the stuff about the Freaky Spider Cafe. Seriously. It's weird as hell, and you're not doing yourself or the experiment world any favors by reminding people that ickies exist in there.
So, you heard the man. No more ickies content, I guess. I know that some of you are going to be horribly disappointed. Last time, in addition to the now-censored discussion of you-know-what, the crew arrived at a weird place with a bunch of people gathered in the basement at the bottom of some bathtub stairs. Eureka's led them all there, so take a guess what that means.
Last time you had gotten into a extremely normal on the top house that looked from the outside extremely normal, and even from the inside looked extremely normal, until you got to the bathroom where
worst tub ever.
Yeah, there were stairs leading down into a basement, which was decidedly not normal looking. It no longer seems to be trying to keep up appearances of like, this is a normal house. There is nothing to see.
Yeah, I thought it was weird too, because the bathroom didn't have any pictures of me.
Yeah, that did make it stand out.
Yeah, because a lot of bathrooms will have motivational quotes like, you're beautiful, but a picture of me, and this one didn't.
Eureka's is beautiful. Eureka's can do it.
Uh-huh.
Hang in there, Eureka.
It's a picture of me on a wire. Yeah, I thought it was just so odd that none of those existed. So I'm glad we went down.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then Rupert threw out the doors, and there's a bunch of people there. And I believe that Smart Jimmy did a backflip.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there was witty things said.
Yep. And I remembered too late that I could have said, the party is here.
Nope, instead it was a, I'm here. But, you know, I'm the party.
I don't think I've mentioned Eureka's. I think this is, as far as I can tell, this is my house, right? So I'm, so yeah, crowd of people.
Crowd of people, and they are staring at you. But when Eureka's walks forward and says whatever witty thing it was, and Smart Jimmy did a flip, everyone starts like, oh, that's an interesting question. Harmony, is there a greeting for Eureka's?
Yeah, everyone says, hooray, and then lifts me up on their shoulders, and I crowd surf in three circles that are counterclockwise.
Are we supposed to know this?
Well, it happens.
I mean, yeah, definitely. We know it now. Well, we know something.
Oh, is this what you should have been doing?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, should is such a slippery concept.
That's a slippery concept.
You're a slippery concept.
Your face is a slippery concept.
Callum will fully believe everybody is cheering for him specifically all the way up until they lift Eureka's up onto their shoulders.
It is a bit of a low ceiling. So, well, I guess go ahead and roll me a dex save.
Me or Eureka's?
Eureka's.
I got a 4.
A 4. That's not good.
Does the circle go clockwise instead of counterclockwise? Because that'd be a disaster.
The ceiling is shorter than it is in most of these types of places. And you bonk your head a bit, taking 1 damage.
Oh.
They didn't get a tall enough ceiling in the Eureka's house.
What about Jimmy?
Smart Jimmy is also crowd surfing. Let me see how he does. Oh, he's fine. He gets off of your shoulder before your shoulder impacts the ceiling.
Smart.
Probably does another backflip.
Backflips off. It's very impressive, but you're too busy hitting your head to notice.
No.
But you're okay. Just one damage.
Okay.
Oh, no. These people are attacking Eurekas. We have to defend her.
I just rolled for the crowd, and they did not notice that they bumped your head.
What? Wow. Okay. I thought we were friends.
Say the word, Eurekas. We can kill them all. I think we can take them. These people can't even notice when they bonk Eurekas on the head.
Speaking of bonking Eurekas in the head, is that just part of the deal? Because I could also bonk Eurekas in the head.
Yeah. Oh, this is how we worship Eurekas. Okay.
How dare you?
Needs a customary bonk.
I'm glowering at you.
Because you know that he's thinking this?
I'm in the helm, right?
Oh, that's fair. It's a very surface thought. It is right in the surface.
You're thinking this is right in the surface as well. I know you want me to know this.
Okay, maybe that's a little far, but pretty close.
Maybe that's why it was only one damage, because you were wearing the helm. So it would have been worse had you not been wearing the helmet.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad that helmet protects you from ceilings.
Uh-huh.
So eventually they do the three counterclockwise. Is that, or is it clockwise?
Yeah, counterclockwise.
Counterclockwise around the sizable room and set you down. So everybody else is still kind of at the edge of the crowd. There's only 38 people here, but that's still enough that Eurekas has been lifted up. She's gone around three times and then has been deposited softly and with considerable more softness than she was lifted in the first place, deposited in the center of the circle of 38 people. And they are not looking at you all. Everyone's facing inward, looking at Eurekas.
I awkwardly put my arms down from expecting them to pick me up too. and just pretend like that didn't happen.
You're just acting like you were stretching.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's like that, like, at the theater stretch, you know, with the date.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, arm. Oh, wait, nope. It's bad. I'm just stretching.
Yep, exactly like that. That's how it happens. having failed my goal, I just put my arm around Rosafine instead. No, I'm kidding.
Nope.
And Justice bites my fingers off.
Oh, man, it's going to be hard to do the somatic parts of the spells without those fingers.
Oh, no. All right, no. Just put my arms down, that's all.
It has gotten extremely quiet, and everyone is staring attentively at Eurekas.
I go, hello, everybody. This is what good is.
This is what good is, everyone says.
This is what creepy is.
Really saying the same stuff as Eurekas and picking her up. This is weird.
Rufert does recognize the greeting. Callum go to enough meetings that he automatically says the greeting back.
Would I be programmed? I mean, probably not. I was the most junior of low-ranked members, right? And we never had a visit from Eurekas herself.
Oh, that's right.
And so maybe I'm, like, vaguely familiar with the stuff that's supposed to happen in this circumstance, but I don't think it would have been drilled into me.
Yep, that makes sense. They all say it and continue to look expectantly at you.
Okay. I proclaim, death is like a mirror in which the true meaning of life is reflected. Now, where is my money?
I begin repeating it all because I now understand this is how it is. Death is like a mirror in which the true meaning of life is reflected. Now, where is my money?
So after you say the first part of the wisdom, there's a collective sigh of like, oh, yeah. And then with the where is my money, one person stands out in front and bows so low, kicks their leg out back, bends their knee super low, and actually touches their forehead to the floor in front of you. And they actually manage to do it. They pull it off.
Nice.
And you can see everybody holding their breath a little bit. And the person says, we have the money, oh, Eurekas. And holds out two hands and points to two people who scurry off into the back. You can hear some rummaging sounds and like there's stuff moving. They're very clearly, they've got this stuff buried in the back because it's been a while. Everyone kind of stands around awkwardly, acting like this is not taking too long.
How about, could I encourage them to maybe sing like a nice chorus kind of thing, like a da 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 while this is happening? I raise my hand kind of like a conductor, you know, and I just start conducting people.
Oh, yeah. And they know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
Let's see how good of a singer is. Okay, they're fine. It's not unpleasant. They sing the song. Da da da. Yeah. Luckily, it's designed well to loop. And so they start over again. A couple of them don't quite get the transition. Like some of them get the transition pretty good, but.
What with it being three notes they manage?
Well, there's more notes. I thought you would all be proud of me for not having gotten a period accurate music for the time this time.
No, actually, I'm disappointed.
You found one though, didn't you? You have in your mind the one you wanted to buy.
I feel like you're getting sloppy and cheap on us.
Or you're out of money from that third glaze that you bought.
I did not buy a third glaze.
Sure. You're saving it for a surprise then, huh?
Oh, yeah, for that time when we need two maps.
So Callum is probably reliving some stuff with like the music and the chanting and he doesn't like that at all. So he's got to do some coping behavior, which for him means stealing. I'm going to just use Mage Hand, steal from anyone, anything that I can see. You know, even if there's nothing of value, I'm going to find something to take.
I guess roll first for, this is interesting. Are you just reaching into people's pockets with Mage Hand?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. No, I will use all of my, you know, skill to try to get something good. But if I can't find anything, yeah, I'll just, you know.
I love this idea of yeah, okay, yeah. I was going to have you roll like a luck roll to see if you could see anything good, but I like this idea of rolling the stealth first, and then we'll let that decide.
Okay, this seems fine. What could go wrong? Probably nothing. Also, I cast a spell. Do you want me to do the weirdness spell?
Yep.
All right, so we're at 3 weirdness. I can roll to 6, so still good. And then stealth is a nat 1. I've been getting a lot of nat ones lately.
So this is maximally bad.
The moment Eureka's like turns to introduce me to the group, I'm like elbow deep into somebody's cloak. There's a spotlight now for some reason.
Music stops.
So the music's going and you see someone has a satchel that they're wearing behind them, and they're kind of near the back, so there's no one looking at the satchel. And you send the mage hand over there to maybe like pulling things out and showing you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And then like putting them back.
Nobody's looking at me. They're all looking at Eureka. So I don't have to sneak. I'm pulling stuff out.
You know, pull out one item at a time and like this one, this one.
Yeah.
The mage hand flips a bit, putting something back. It was a handheld gong.
Oh, damn. I dropped the gong.
So the mage hand tries to put it back in and it like it doesn't quite align right. The bag kind of closed a bit and the gong just slams down onto the ground from the back of the crowd, right? They're on their third iteration of, you could still hear the like rummaging in the back of them trying to get the money together. And there's just this, everyone looks at the person whose gong it is.
I will do the same. I'll be like, what is wrong with you?
Okay, I'm wearing my helm, so I'm looking at you.
It's okay. Right now, it's the crowd is the one I'm trying to convince.
I mean, isn't everyone looking at you, though?
Well, no, they're all looking at the...
Or at the gong, I guess, yeah.
Gong man rolled the gong at the wrong time. Don't you know the gong is at the end of the ceremony? I begin, like, berating him over it.
You just start yelling, boo, boo.
So, yeah, the person who still has their arms up after having indicated the people who should go get the thing kept their arms up through this whole process. Through 3 iterations of the thong, stares daggers at the person whose gong it was.
That's going to be a demerit for sure.
And says, "Top Sean, it's not gong time yet." And Top Sean gets really, you know, folds in on herself.
Aww.
It's like, I didn't mean. And picks up the gong and starts like trying to put it back into her satchel. And it's just like making more noise, like as the...
Can Georg use a reaction at this point?
Okay.
I'd like to use nope on Takshan. So it will push Takshan back to the wall. And I'll be gentle with it. And I'll take the gong and carefully hand it to Rufert and say, I think you need to handle this.
What?
Okay, so you're doing a gentle nope?
A gentle nope. Yeah, I'm being very, I assume I can control the speed at which I nope to knock the person out against the wall.
Yeah.
Thanks.
This makes me so nervous. Georg, can you make her a cup of coffee?
An apology cup of coffee?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she's the one that needs to apologize for messing up the gonging.
Why are you so invested in the gonging?
Look,
he's participating, okay?
You can't just drop a gong in the middle of a ceremony. That's messed up.
Wait, since when do you care about how my ceremonies go?
I care when people drop a gong in the middle of it and I have to listen to it. It was bad enough to listen to the sing.
Georg, do me a favor, make 38 cups of coffee. 39, including me. Actually, does anyone else want a coffee? I bat my eyes. I smile, but there's like a threat behind the smile.
You bat your daggers.
Mm-hmm.
Tana, may I add a miniature gong to my inventory?
Yep. Put it in next to the gold. No, wait. The gold plates went back, right?
Yeah, no, I don't have anything of value. Also, everything that I think I might have, there's still a chance that I don't.
Yeah.
But this one's real.
This one is definitely there. You can mark it as such.
I'm noticing a hesitation from Georg, so I go up to you and I whisper, make these coffees, I will make you rich.
How rich? You know what? Fine, I'm making coffees. At least I have something useful to do, and I don't have to listen to your gonging.
As this is happening, the two people who were sent off to the back room come out with two very large bags that are very clearly very heavy, and they walk up to each side of the person who's still holding their hands up in the air, and who, with a look of relief, finally lowers the hands and palms outstretched, pushes them out towards Eurekas, where she's standing over with Georg, and the two bag carriers head over to Eurekas. They both try to do the bow and, like, fall over forwards because the bags are heavy. And they both, do they cover it all? Yeah, they both recover, so it doesn't look too embarrassing. And then they bow their heads and put their hands out in, palms up and back up slowly and stand back next to the person who was leading the thing.
Well, thank you. Death smiles at us all, and all we can do is smile back.
Ah,
I begin repeating it. Then I end it with, and where's my money?
I kick him.
I sort of edge over towards Rosephine and I go, like, did you know that this was a weirdly like death specific cult? Because I didn't know that was the kind of cult Eurekas ran.
I think death is just the flavor of the minute.
I thought coffee was the flavor of the minute. I'm making it right now.
Hey, how are those coffees coming along?
They're coming along great, Eurekas. I'm making 37 of them.
No, you're making 39.
Yes, I will add an extra 2.
A couple of the followers that came in with you that weren't here before ran to the circle as the whole thing started, but they also raised their hands.
Making 41 of them.
Yeah, and since the bags are so heavy, I'm going to give them to the followers to hold.
Okay, do you pick them up?
No.
Just kind of indicate them?
Yeah, I just kind of like make eye contact and make my eyes really wide and then kind of look down at the bags so they know.
I look at Eurekas and I say, so, and I look at the bags of money.
I go, yeah, death, right?
Really interesting proverb.
No, I was thinking more of like 2 or 3 minutes ago with the where's my money theme.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to explain to them like the entire time, because you're smart enough to understand this. Death ends a life, not a relationship. And we have a great relationship. I like our friendship. Everyone, don't we have a great friendship? And then they do like a really happy song.
Okay, yeah, the song starts and it's pretty loud. There's lots of dancing around and performative hugging. Like, not, they're not unhappy about it, but it's not like long-term friends hugs. They're like very like formal formal hugs.
Yeah, well, it's the kind of fuck you would do like during like a dance number.
Deflecting dance number. That's a bard ability if I ever heard one. In order to not continue this conversation, make all the people around you burst into a dance number.
So yeah, that's happening.
Lovely.
All right. How are the coffees coming along?
How many coffees have I made by this point?
Do you want to roll 2d20?
Oh, wow. I'm pretty fast. I've made 29 coffees.
Wow. Okay. Are you handing them out as they finish?
Yeah. What else am I going to do?
Actually, no. I want to be the one handing them out.
Fine. I'm handing them to Eurekus as I've been corrected to do.
Was there a moment where you start to hand it to somebody? What happens?
Yeah. The first one, I go to hand it to somebody and...
And I go, well, hold up. Let me bless it first. So I take it and then I look at it and I smile and I do like a meditation of life and hand it to the friend.
I thought you were going to take a sip out of it.
That is probably how she blesses it. Yeah.
Just dip your finger in it and give it a taste. Okay, this is good.
Yeah, yeah. I know it tastes good, but I'm a professional. I'll try it first. That is exactly right. I dip my finger into every single cup. My pinky finger.
Do you say anything about fingers of death or something?
No, this is life now. Mm-hmm. We're on to life.
Ah, sorry. Yeah, fingers of life.
And actually, I spin it clockwise 3 times.
Oh, this is deep with symbolism.
Mm-hmm.
Jarg gets 0 of this symbolism.
It's okay. You don't get a lot of things.
Ooh.
Long as I get paid back for my coffee I just made. I had to buy more bags after this.
God, what a sad man. All he does is think about money.
One of the coffees slips a little bit.
Oh, well, I mean, I catch it because I have such great dexterity.
Okay, roll for that.
Is this a contested roll?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's a dex contest.
Oh, shit, my dexterity is only +2.
Yeah, and I rolled a 19. So that's a 20 with my +1 dexterity.
Okay, I have a 15, but perhaps I could give myself some luck.
What?
You give me some luck?
No, I'm not giving you luck. I rolled 15, and what was your roll again?
20.
So if I give myself luck, then I can get a higher score?
What is this ability that you're trying to use?
I'm trying to not let the cup of coffee fall.
Well, yeah, no, I understand what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
But what is the ability that you are trying to do where you give yourself luck?
It's called lucky.
Oh, the lucky feat. Of course you took the lucky feat.
Yeah, so you have 3 luck points per long rest.
So you can roll an additional d20.
6.
Okay, so mark down that you've used one of your luck points failing to catch the coffee. So one of them was not too bad, right? What was the first one? Do you remember?
Oh.
It was 15.
15, yeah.
If it's 15, then I would have caught it, right? Because that's a 21.
A 21?
No, you don't add them. You get to pick one.
Oh, dang.
You're giving yourself advantage, basically.
Okay, I could use 2 more luck points, but I think I'll just let this go.
But so 15 versus 20 is not so bad. So I think it only spills.
Like a
little bit. It doesn't get on your clothes, but it does deliver the message.
Sorry, Eurekus. I slipped.
Okay, fine. I'll drink that one. Only the best for my followers.
The dance is still ongoing. So yeah, Georg makes the coffees. Callum hides in the corner with his ill-gotten gong.
Does being part of this cult give you bad perception? Is that why I can't notice anything?
Lifelong benefit conveyed upon joining?
I mean, after seeing this, I have a bad perception. So probably, yeah.
Oh, and then while I'm giving out the cups of coffee, I just whisper to everyone's ear, get more followers.
And they respond with the traditional response of, yes, the world shall follow you.
Perfect.
It's a weird correlation. None of these people have high wisdom scores. I don't understand why.
The dance ends and the person who was directing things comes up to you where you're standing with Georg handing out the coffees and bows low again. Gets the bow pretty good, but slips a little bit on the way up and has to use their hand to come up.
Okay. Well, I choose not to be offended.
Everyone notices that you've chosen not to be offended and lets out a little sigh of relief. Thank you, Eurekus, for your blessings of presence. Is there further that you wish of us?
Enjoy the coffee. We'll meet again soon.
everyone says, a blessing from Eurekas, and starts another song that involves dancing.
And then Eurekas never came back.
All right, Georg.
All right, Eurekas. Am I rich now?
You're rich with spirit. Can't you just feel the energy in this room? Can't you have emotions for one moment? Really just feel the beauty in this?
This was disgusting. Some guy even dropped a gong.
No, your coffee was good this time.
Oh, it wasn't my coffee. My coffee has gotten much better over the years we've been traveling. Months, years. I don't know how long we've been traveling. It feels like years.
Thank you. If you're about finished, I think we can continue.
Yep. You're buying me bags of coffee.
Yeah, yeah. I say we head out. I check on my followers. They're still holding the bags. So I leave slowly. I know that they're both carrying the bags, but they can also kind of carry the train of my dress as I go up the stairs.
Okay. Everyone does a very good job of pretending that they are not looking at you as you go out the door. There's a complex process going on, and some of them are better at it than others. The specific instruction is that they are supposed to act like they are not watching you go out the door, but be bad at acting like they are not watching you go out the door. So it is clear that they are watching you go out the door. It is also clear that they are trying to act as if they are not watching you go out the door. It's very complicated. Some of them don't quite understand. One person's head is twitching a lot. Which way am I supposed to be looking while also trying to concentrate on the dance? But for the most part, everything seems fine. What does everybody else do?
I mean, I'm going to stick with Eurekas.
Yeah.
So do you just follow up there back up the stairs?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to stick close to wherever those two bags of money are. I seem to recall there was a bet and I want some gold out of there.
Rosephine, what about Helena?
Helena's just kind of grrr.
But follows up the stairs.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't want to stay here.
Did you ever use your gong, Rivert?
Oh, I forgot.
How about Smart Jimmy uses it?
At the very end, as I'm like up the top of the stairs, I'll be like, oh, yeah. And I'll pull it out and just ring it from up there.
Oh, man, it feels so good. It feels like a sound bath.
Looking at the bags of money, I'll be like, yeah, I take it back. This is a pretty good tub.
You head out through the very normal living room. Out the very normal door, out into the tight space between houses.
That was so much fun. Do you guys want to go follow that light?
I want to buy more coffee.
How about we follow the light, and if we see coffee on the way, we make a little stop?
Yeah, I mean, we can, but it's on you if we run out of coffee while following the light.
Okay. The light is, it's pointing one, basically you can head down one side of the, like in one direction and sort of be heading in the direction of the light. It's sufficiently closely packed up here that you can't quite find a direct route.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's follow the light. This seems good. Unless Eurekas knows about more of these houses. This seems like a really good house.
I have a feeling there'll be more surprises along the way.
Surprises for who?
That would ruin the surprise.
Oh man. Callum starts to think maybe there's a house like that for each of us.
It felt really good.
Maybe there's a house where I'm the cult leader.
That would be a pretty cool house.
Wait, the one where Rufert was?
I mean, if everybody had a house where they were the cult leader. Not Rufert's house specifically. That'd just be a bunch of people constantly pickpocketing each other.
Giving each other hot rocks.
There's just 6 copper coins between a whole crowd. They just keep on getting swapped around. I mean, that could be a fun cult too. No, Rufert now believes that this is what Cloyle is all about. There's cult houses for everybody. And I'm just like, ah, yes. Cloyle is the best, actually.
Okay, I'm moving the party on the map. Can see the party moving? Huh?
Yes, there it goes. I wasn't looking at the map. What was I doing?
Okay, so you're passing through some farmlands here.
Oh, we avoided Hunger West. Good. I think that place makes you hungry.
That's not entirely wrong. It is where the restaurants are.
Restaurants make me hungry.
Yeah.
We'll be stuck there forever.
And we don't even have any coffee left. What'll we do?
We'd just be like, where's Beeb? Where is he?
Yes.
Hunger West and Hunger East are like market / like restaurant districts.
I was just going to say all the food markets, but, same thing.
Oh, so that's literally where we need to go to find coffee. Great.
It seems like a good place to stop along the way.
We cut around it through farmland so that Georg can't get what he wants.
Do you guys like to do a contested roll? Yeah, let's do a contested luck roll. Just straight up D20.
11.
Yeah, you're not going to beat my nat 20. So yeah, you definitely end up following the light right into the farmland and avoiding Hunger West entirely.
Like, I've noticed there's no houses out here. I don't know how I'm going to find the house, the Ruford house, if there's no houses.
If only Georg knew where things were in Cloyle.
We're just trampling straight over crops because we're like, this is where the light goes.
Yeah, and it's pointing you mostly south.
Wait, is it taking us to Spider Forest?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember where south is on this map.
Tatum.
What? What, Vavris?
Are we going to go to Spider Forest to find where the spiders come from?
Maybe.
Is that why you wrote literally Spider Home Forest on the map?
Yeah, because nobody noticed it before.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Guys, I don't think we're going to be able to figure out where the spiders came from. I think we just have to give up.
I mean, I'm still confused.
I'm confused too, but I could use some spider friends.
I don't think we're going to find spider friend.
And some of the spiders owe me money.
Oh, is that so?
There's just going to be a mirror in the forest. And the spiders were randomly, like, wandering into it, and that's the...
No, there was the whole vision of the guy, right?
Yeah, that vision can't be trusted. I think there's just a random mirror.
Spiders are just going into it.
The spiders didn't even know where they were going.
Yeah.
They were just kind of confused.
Confused and angry.
They're like, you know, I'm kind of hungry. This looks like Hunger West enough. I think that guy looks like an eatery.
Hey, look, it's dinner. It's kind of loud dinner, but you know.
The whole, like, secret tunnel dug under the rental house was, you know, it was just a construction mistake. He's just not that great at, like, specifying what he wants. And somebody dropped a mirror down there. Mystery solved, everyone. Let's go get our reward.
It's not like, you know, if people had known the local geography of the place that they had lived for literally years.
Oh, yes. If we hadn't known the ancient names of the place where we live.
It's still the name. You just gotta be curious about what it means.
Yeah. Or you could just live there and go to, you know, the thing that's the spider forest. And since there aren't any spiders there, not think, oh, this is definitely called Spider Forest.
Here's what I think. I think the real plot twist is going to be that the spider theme park is in the world. We're going to find it. The owner of that's going to be who sent the spiders. That's
what... Advertising.
Yes, yes. Yeah. trying to steal business from the great gambling house. Cloyle's big advertising plan is... scare people with spiders so that they'll come. And they just persisted to this day. That's still how they think you get business.
Why don't we go to the spider theme park that totally exists?
This episode featured Chelsea Burns as Harmony as Eurekas.
Like someone even does the record scratch sound.
Find her on Instagram at Chelsea Comedy. Chris Grumbles as Dawn as Georg.
At least I have something useful to do and I don't have to listen to your gonging.
Find him on Instagram at Chris Grumbles. Desiree Fair as Rosephine as Helena and Justice.
I think death is just the flavor of the minute.
Silas Silver as Vafras, as Callum as Rufert.
Been getting a lot of nat ones lately.
Check out his RPG at readysetroll.org. Mark E. Fair as Tanum the DM.
And oh jeez, app.
Find him at markefair.com. Isaac Pendergrass as the boss.
Hey, intern. It's me. That was weird.
Follow him on Instagram at Isaac Pendergrass. And me, Damian Lichtenstein, as the intern. Check out my Drag King account at woody.banter. Thank you for listening to Coffee, Cults, and Empires, edited by Mark and Desiree. Music by Kevin Vitzwong. Hear more at kevinvitzwong.bandcamp.com. Character art and logo design by Carmanda. Find her at carmandaartsthings.com. Sensitivity consulting by Dominique Dickey. Find links to more of their work at dominiquedickey.com. Support us on Patreon for access to outtakes, world building, and more. Find all these links in the episode notes or at coffeecultsandempires.com. Find transcripts, art, actor and character bios, and more. That's coffeecultsandempires.com.
I'm holding out for being actual sexy spiders. Real live giant spiders who are also sexy and maids.